The DOT says ag equipment is getting larger and heavier, so it convened a study group consisting of farmers, engineers, and implement manufacturers. Dave Veith directs the DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance. He says the rules haven't been updated in decades. Veith says if a farmer invests tens of thousands of dollars in a piece of equipment, he or she has a say in where and how it is driven on public roadways.
A lot of this equipment becomes very expensive. And then when you try to move it from one field to the next and you find out that maybe there's a bridge that simply can't accommodate that weight, now you're either in a position where you have to perhaps move it on a circuitous route using some other roadways to get to that field, or in some cases it really needs to be loaded onto a commercial trailer that has enough axles to spread the weight.
Besides weight, height, and length of farm equipment, Veith says the study group also weighed in on who should be able to drive implements. Current law allows people too young for driver's licenses to operate machinery on roads.
When you have very heavy equipment, and we've kind of stratified, you know, how big is big, that we would be proposing that the operator would be 18 years old and have a driver's license. And we expect to hear a fair amount of feedback about that in these town halls.
The meetings begin August 19th in Madison. After public input, Veith says the study group will reconvene and forward its recommendations to the legislature, whose members would have to approve any changes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.